Good morning. This is Shad Marston, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today, we'll talk about some farm harvest safety, give some lawn care tips, along with covering all the upcoming events being held right here in McPherson County, like tomorrow's McPherson County Farmers Market. But first, for today's Did You Know? That September is National Suicide Awareness Month. During this time, individuals and organizations from around the country join their voices to broadcast the message that suicide can be prevented and to reach out to as many people as possible with the tools and resources to support themselves and those around them. We here at K-State Research and Extension want to help with this community need and can offer tips on how you can help someone struggling with suicidal thoughts. In my gardening news, if you are needing some produce, please stop by the Extension office at 600 West Woodside by the front door, as we have a full table of tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers, squash, and more. Donations are being accepted. In my farming segment, one of the busiest seasons for our ag operators occurs during September and October. Fall planting and fall harvest will soon be upon us. During this fall season, countless hours will be spent in combines, tractors, trucks, and other farm equipment by farmers and workers who will be transporting large equipment, grain, and forages over the roads and highways. Some workers may be young, new, or inexperienced, so it's always a good suggestion to go over safety considerations with all the farm workers to teach and reinforce the importance of safety on the farm. Agriculture does rank among the nation's most hazardous industries. For motorists, slow down immediately when you first see farm equipment ahead of you on the roadway. Farm equipment usually travels less than 25 miles an hour. It takes less than 7 seconds for a car traveling at 55 miles per hour to crash into the back of a tractor 400 feet away. Be patient and wait for the opportunity to pass farm equipment. The tractor or combine operator will probably be aware of your presence and will try to accommodate if possible as traffic begins to back up. Drive defensively when approaching oncoming farm equipment. Impatient motorists may pull out suddenly to pass the farm equipment and enter your lane. Whether you are a farmer or a motorist, please do your part and make sure our public roads are safer by implementing safety practices. This is a shared responsibility for everyone to ensure the safety of the ones we love. In my lawn segment, a healthy lawn adds value to our homes and improves the quality of the environment. Good growing lawns filter out air pollution, slow movement of chemical and fertilizers into the surface water, prevent soil from washing away, and releasing life-sustaining oxygen. But remember, most lawns require some fertilization every year to keep them strong and actively growing. Lawn fertilizer contains 3 important nutrients: nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. Lawns generally require more nitrogen than phosphorus and potassium. The best way to determine what your lawn needs is to have the soil tested. Here are some helpful tips for cool season grasses such as fescue and bluegrass are best fertilized in September and November, with an optional application in May. Fertilization of Bermuda grass and Soysia grass should be between May and August, and buffalo grass in June. Choose a slow-release nitrogen fertilizer for spring and early fall applications, and a quick-release nitrogen fertilizer for the fall application. Do not apply fertilizers that contain weed killers or insecticides unless they are needed. Some of our lawns are in the need of overseeding, especially the ones that got hit by our armyworms. Tall fescue, one of Kansas's most popular grasses and is a cool season grass, should be overseeded sometime in the next few weeks, particularly if a lawn has become thin over the summer. Remember that good contact between grass seed and the soil is vital for the overseeding to be successful. Start by mowing the grass short, 1 to 1.5 inches tall, and remove the clippings. This will make it easier to achieve good soil seed contact and increase the amount of light that will reach the young seedlings. Next, remove excess thatch in your yard. Thatch is the organic layer of dead and living shoots, stems, and roots that develop between the green vegetation and the soil surface. Normally, homeowners want a quarter inch of thatch or less when overseeding. Spread the seeds evenly and keep watered so the seeds do not dry out and the stand can be established before the winter sets in. Good luck in your overseeding. On our extension calendar, remember to come visit McPherson County Farmers Market this Saturday in the Round Top Building here at the 4-H Fairgrounds. You can check us out on Facebook at McPherson County Farmers Market to get all the details. Each Saturday morning from now till the end of October, the Farmers Market will open at 7:30 and run till noon. Come meet all the different vendors that bring healthy, homegrown, homemade items to the Farmers Market. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I would like to wish my lovely wife a happy anniversary today, and I hope everyone has a wonderful Labor Day weekend.